Good morning to you, 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 and you over there. I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Daily Gifts. I am the Gifted Mathis, here to bring you your message for today, tomorrow, and forevermore, to help you get the most out of your life today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Man, good morning to y'all, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I want to thank you. Truly grateful that you are tuning in, that you're hearing this. I hope you get the most out of this message here, as it's something that I am truly passionate about. It's something that truly changed my life. It's something that broke me out of my shell that I was in. It's something that changed my perspective on life itself, because we only get one, and then it's done. So that's why I truly encourage people to get the most out of every single day. It's going to lead to something. Y'all, man, I'm working on some amazing things right now. I just ask for your prayers as they come to life, as getting ready to just change everything that I know, and really excited about coming out with that. Got some other things in the way right now that I'm battling through. But man, it's going to be amazing what's coming to life. I can't wait to look back at this track, you know, a few years from now, and see what God has built up. But today, man, the pastor yesterday, he brought up a subject that I'm passionate about, and he brought up our relationships, and most importantly, our relationship with God. I call him Jesus Christ, Yahweh, you know, many names. You may have a name for him yourself, who you believe God is. And he spoke on your relationship with him, you keeping that faith with him, you not letting anything to alter that. Because one thing, when I first started becoming spiritual and then grew into becoming a Christian, one thing that kept me away from that stage of becoming a Christian was that other Christians, what they represented when it came to Christianity, it turned me off completely. Because there was so many hypocrites. I won't go into the story too much, but, you know, I was dating someone and, you know, their family showed me what, you know, what Christianity was like. So I've seen all the wrong things, and I was saying, man, no way I can ever associate myself with that, because this is not the way to live life. But then later, I started reading on my own. One thing I do, and I've been doing for years, is every morning I'll read the Bible, and every night I'll read it, because he says meditate on my word day and night. And over time, I started learning for my own, and it woke me up. I said, wow, although these people are not what Christ symbolizes, I can really, by myself, grow in him and become more like him. They are not him. And so like the pastor was saying, you may have heard of, oh, a pastor, you know, had a baby on the side or whatever it may be. Don't allow that to get in the way of your relationship with God. That's not God. That's just the enemy getting in with that person, and they're doing whatever it is. Don't let that take your blessings away. That's like when people want to speak on someone else's name, and everybody starts following that, not even speaking to the person that that they're speaking about. It doesn't make any sense, right? But you see it all the time. We believe these things without even knowing the truth. So I encourage you, seek the truth. Find the truth for yourself. Quit relying on other people to give you information and just rolling with that, and then just firing it up. Everybody just getting together throwing fire or something that they don't even know where the true source comes from. Find out the truth for yourself, and that'll set you free. Find out the truth for yourself, and then you'll have the power to actually, you know, make a true choice instead of just believing whatever is thrown at you. You know, it's time to take accountability for your life. My daughter, man, she's in her terrible twos, so she be getting into things. And her older sister knows not to allow her to do certain things. And, you know, when she doesn't, when she allows her to do certain things, she gets in trouble because she's the bigger sister. So she has to be accountable for her younger sister. So it's time for us to start being accountable for not only ourselves, but for what we represent. You know, whether you're representing, say you're representing Christ or your religion or your last name or whatever it is, you know, you got to represent that with, you know, some respect. You got to represent that the right way. You got to stop just sitting back and saying he, she, this and that, and pointing. You got to step up and represent that the right way, because people are judging that. People are learning from that. And if you're giving a wrong impression, My mom just died, and I told her, you know, I'm going to do my best to be the greatest Mathis to ever live this earth, to make sure that that last name that God blesses with, the Mathis gift of God, that it be truly identified at that. Because, you know, we're going to turn this thing around, mom. That's all, I'm going to turn this thing around for you. And even though she's dead, I'm still going to live that on. So at some point, we got to wake up and understand this is our precious relationship with our Creator. This is our precious relationship with whatever we got going on. And I'm going to learn the truth in that. I'm going to live out the truth in that. I'm going to stop just listening to other people. But look, I love y'all. My kid's at the door. We got our class coming up shortly. Stay encouraged and know that you got to become accountable and make your own choices.